Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to our Friday edition of KCNR Free Fire Radio. How are you this morning?
August the 1st.
Oh my goodness. And your birthday is just 4 days off.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't tell everybody that.
Well, everybody.
I don't have to. You do.
Okay. Well, I talked about it last night. And there you go. So your birthday's just right around the corner. And anyway, good morning, everybody. We're very excited.
The big 5-0.
The big 5-0.
He's
right.
Been talking about it.
I haven't talked about it.
A couple weeks ago, you brought it up.
Oh,
yeah.
Did I?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, that's just it. You sit there and blame everybody else. But
I'm not blaming you for anything.
Oh,
you want to start it right now in front of 10,000 people?
I'm just saying, you know, you talk about it, too. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to get to Dave in a minute. It's, you know what, is it International Beer Day? Did I just see that?
I don't see that here. I see lots of different stuff. Probably the most interesting one is the National VFR Day for first responders and veterans.
Good.
It's a mental health kind of day. Awareness of the mental health of all veterans and first responders.
Yeah, you should be aware of that.
Yeah, and the wives of.
And the wives of.
Good point.
Okay, and that too. So, are we having weather today?
Absolutely. Are we ready to do that? Okay, currently, looks like we're going to have around 99 today, sunny and hot. Boy, I'll tell you what, yesterday it just felt, you know, on the heat scale, with the humidity, it just was, I think we're looking for more of that that's, in the forecast here. Even though it's under triple digits, it felt way hotter than, 99. Overnight lows of 70. Saturday calls for 97. Now remember, these are the last 2 days of the Colt 45 games, tonight, tomorrow night. And they have smeared it. They've done a smear capital this, campaign this year. So we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But, tomorrow, and Sunday calls for 95 and Monday 93 and Tuesday. So we are under 98. So we're under these, triple digit, weathers for the rest of weather or forecast here until Tuesday of next week. And it looks like we don't really have any thunderstorms as of now in this particular forecast from the National Weather Service. But this weekend, again, 99 and 97 on Saturday and 95 on Sunday. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out in Anderson, where it's locally owned and operated. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business where they always give senior and veteran discounts and will go to the hard-to-reach places. That Shasta Gas Propane, 365-379. And it's obviously Friday morning, and I always look forward to being in here with Katrina, who brings in our Pet of the Week from Haven Humane Society. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
This is super. This is kind of a, what kind of dog is this? I mean, it's cool.
He's pretty neat. We have him as a lab mix.
Okay.
We're not quite sure what else, but he's all black except for some white on his chest and some little white on his toes, and he has kind of like longer, wiry fur.
Uh-huh.
He's very handsome.
Very friendly.
And his name is?
His name is Ned.
Ned.
I just want to make sure everybody understands, when you get a dog from Haven Humane, I guess depending on how long it's been in there, you can rename the dog.
Yeah.
I should have renamed Buford Dude. Because he's Dude. He just kind of lays, does what he wants, laid back. He'd surf if he could. Maybe he can.
He came as Buford. We like him as Buford.
Yeah, we like him as Buford.
Okay, so your pet that you brought in has been through Camp Love a Pet twice.
He has. So Ned's a little over a year old, and he took part in the first camp, and he did so great that we put him in the second one, where he learned even more. With Camp Love a Pet, it's 2 weeks where a shelter dog is paired with two kids. They're ages from like 10 to 15, and they just work with doing a lot of training with them, working with their leash manners, basic obedience, and also just some fun tricks and whatnot, and kind of just building a relationship with them and learning what it takes to take care of a pet. So it's really awesome, and he did absolutely fantastic. He is, you know, a younger dog, and he has a lot of energy, but he's really good at reining it in if you are interacting with him. We learned that he loves food, any food, all the time, and he loves doing tricks for food. The second he sees you have food in your hand, he's sitting, he's ready, he's ready, ready to impress.
He's ready to go, huh?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And Ned is really nice dog. You know, I smooched at him. He came over and licking my hands, but he knows there's food over where Katrina is.
Oh yeah,
well, he's back and he's looking. Okay,
he's got a great personality. And when you think about a dog that has been through Camp Love a Pet, that means two individuals have taken him through. Like, how many weeks is Cam? Is it 2 weeks?
It's 2 weeks at a time.
So he's been in 4 weeks of, like, major training with two different people.
Yeah.
So that means that he's really good at taking commands, not to say you're a couple or you got a family. You know, he has learned his boundaries. I mean, you know, just like puppies, they'll push it. But, I mean, I can watch him right now with Carl telling him to sit. He's not jumping up on you. You know, some dogs will jump up. He's not jumping up.
No, as soon as you say sit, boom, that butt hits the ground.
He's ready to rock. He's always ready. He's an amazing dog, though, and we know he's going to be a great fit for most families.
Yeah, he seems friendly. I guess he'd be getting along with kids. How about other dogs?
He's done great with other dogs. He's very playful with other dogs.
Yeah.
So he definitely wants to jump around and, like, wrestle around. So maybe not the best for, you know, a senior dog who just wants to play around or a small dog.
Yeah, he might, only because because he's a little bit bigger, what, 50 pounds, 60?
Yeah, I would say between 50 and 60.
Yeah, he might roll a little dog over. But
good. He's very happy.
He and Buford would play forever. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that they,
absolutely.
You know, you
would
think about, okay, there's one thing
about. Did you mean we want to take Ned home?
No, but I will say this. I just excuse that out of my left ear. What I will say is that, again, if you can visualize what it is when you go into Haven Humane, they have a specific room where you can go in and you can sit down and close the door and be alone with your pet. And then there's another place that you can integrate and see if the pet that you recently have in your life and you're thinking about bringing somebody new in like Ned, you could see how they interact. And there's behavior specialists that have been watching Ned and his idiosyncrasies and how he, you know, how he reacts and what he does. That's really helpful. It's such a great asset, a great tool to have those things when you're starting to try to figure out if you're expanding your family.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There was a guy at the doggy park that had two dogs, and he always had three. And he said, until he got the third dog, the other two went at each other. And the third dog balanced it out, which I thought was very interesting. Yeah.
That's cool. I've heard that. Sometimes people, you know, they will add another dog in to help their current dog. Sometimes it's like the perfect remedy. Sometimes, though, they inspire each other to be a little more naughty, so you never know.
Yeah, but see, then if you have two, and then if they could, you know, it could be jealousy there, so you get a third one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have three, you got to have four. And if you got four, you got to have a, you know, come on.
Yeah, two big dogs and a little dog.
They're picking on each other, and you have the king, the kingmaker as number five.
Right.
That's right. Well, anyway.
Well, thank you for joining us. What else is happening?
His name is Ned, and he is available, and he is just adorable, and he's trained.
And
what
we love
else could you want?
Pet of the week here.
Getting an amazing dog.
Yep.
Truly.
Thank you so much for joining us, Katrina, from Haven Humane. Went by there last Saturday. That must have been graduation because the parking lot, the streets were packed.
Oh, yeah. Graduation.
Is that what it was?
It's always a good turnout because it's all the friends and family of the campers, so it's great.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And tell Marky we said hello.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be interviewing a member of our team, but not about him. It's about his business. So we'll be right back.
The Hunts are back for two nights at Wind River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers heating up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. This includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm hosting a town hall meeting with special guest Mark Cook this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. Mark Cook founded the HandCountRoadshow.org and has devoted his life to traveling the country, county by county, bringing knowledge of elections to you. If you want to know the truth about Tina Peters and much more, don't miss this free event. Mark Cook this Friday, August 1st at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. I'm Patrick Jones, and I hope to see you this Friday. It's time to form a new state. To learn more about the new California State's Constitution, this Saturday, August 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College, 2951 Goodwater Avenue in Redding. Are you happy with the direction California is going? Excessive taxation, failing education system, no representation, loss of religious liberties? Come join us this Saturday, August 2nd at the Shasta Bible College starting at 10 a.m. and make your voice heard.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byrd at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 1st of August, finally, July is finished. 7:18 in the morning.
Like it's
going to be like 98.
By.
No, July. We had 2 months this year. 2 months this year. I've never had that happen. It felt like they went on forever. This feels like it should be like August 12th because July took so long.
I just feel the opposite.
Well, hey.
I feel like time, I mean, here we are. I hate to say this, but we're, usually, you know, July is when people record Christmas albums. We're almost at Christmas.
Today,
people are like, you know, they've got stuff out already for not even Halloween. They've got stuff out for Thanksgiving in the stores.
I haven't seen that. I saw Halloween the other day. It was scary. Hey, today is Hulk Hogan Day in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis announced it will be Hulk Hogan Day in Florida in honor of the legendary wrestler who called the Sunshine State home. A six-time WWE champion, Hogan, whose real name was Terry Bollea, grew up in Tampa and ran Hogan's Hangout in Clearwater. He died at age 71 due to a heart attack. You know, when you get your body beat up, And they do take damage. They get damaged. You can't get bounced around like that. And then you're taking enhancement materials. It wears you out.
That's a good word to say.
It wears you out. So anyway, but
unbelievable.
And then of course his final real big hurrah was at the convention when he went out in for President Trump and went out and ripped his shirt off. And he wanted all the Hulksters. He wanted the Hulksters to be for Trump.
Yeah, and he looked pretty good there. He looked great there. So, I don't know. Yeah. You know, Carl, over the past 2 days, the North State has experienced about 3,535 lightning strikes.
About 3,000.
Yeah, which have sparked 23 new wildfires across the region, according to the U.S. Forest Service, Shasta Trinity National Forest. Of those lightning strikes, 435 occurred within the Shasta Trinity National Forest itself, resulting in two new wildfires directly caused by the storms. Seems like the Forest Service reported that the storms moving through the area between July 25th and July 27th triggered 12 additional wildfires, much of which have since been brought under control, contained, or fully extinguished. Among the fires reported, the Beetle, Clear Little, and Oak fires have been contained, while the Bradley Cattle, Giant Grizzly, Powder Trout, and Twin fires are now out. Other fires, such as Butte, Ski, and Squirrel fires, remain active and are currently being monitored and managed by firefighting crews. So the fires have remained relatively small, ranging in the size from 0.1 to 0.05 of an acre. Green fire near Shasta Lake is 92% contained and has burned 19,022 acres. Marble Complex fire has charred 747 acres and is 90% contained in Siskiyou County. The Big Cliff fire has burned 27.4 acres, is 0% contained east of the Butler fire. The Butler fire burned 21,057 acres and is 86% contained west of Butler Mountain in both Humboldt and Siskiyou counties. Other things in the news, I know Sue had mentioned it before on the Sue McClain News Hour, Pacific Gas and Electric Company has announced plan to release high whitewater flows on the Pit 5 reach of the Pit River in eastern Shasta County over two weekends this summer. The scheduled dates for these are tomorrow and Sunday. The high flows are part of PG&E's licensing agreement with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission for the Pit 3, 4, and 5 hydroelectric project. These annual releases are designed to enhance whitewater recreation opportunities while meeting environmental and operational requirements. The Pit 5 is a 9.3-mile stretch of river known as for its challenging Class 3 to Class 5 rapids. That's something we've never done, and I've always wanted to do that, is just kind of, you know, just kind of go down in, in one of those, like, fun rafts. Because I've really not done that. I don't understand the different classes, and when you look at a class.
It's different class,
yeah.
Whitewater. And
yeah.
Where, you know, I think it's the higher the number,
the more intense
right. It
is. Right. So five would be like, forget about it. You better be a professional. But
well,
I wonder
we
if
could
a three.
Probably do, we could go up to the American River where I went for in a class three. And you go down in a raft down through the meat grinder and a couple other places.
Well, it says this area that is class three to class five is suitable only for experienced and well-equipped kayakers and rafters.
Okay.
Due to the speed of complexity of the water, tubing is strongly discouraged.
Yeah, because you're going to go bouncing off a rock.
I guess.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Dave, who is our producer, but he is also a business owner, an entrepreneur, and owns a store called Cascade Curations. I probably always kind of screw up. It's Curations.
Cascade Curations.
It's a mouthful, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so good morning.
You know, in the middle of the night, you know, you come up with a name. You're like, what's the name going to be? And you think through all these names and you narrow it down. Cascade being the region that we're in. A curation. That's kind of it's not completely made up word, but it's not a common word. But a curator is somebody who gathers things, is in charge of the collection, and puts things together and selects things. So the curations is kind of like a, you know, the I-O-N-S at the end makes it what the item is. So these are selections. It could have been called, well, it could have been called hodgepodge or something, but selections, Cascade Selections.
Well, when you talk about there's a curator at the Turtle Bay, and they
yes.
curate, like, say, the new exhibit, the curator will help launch the exhibit. So you have, we talked about this last night, and I want you to share with our listeners because it is not a hodgepodge, but you have a lot of vintage. But one of your niches, if you will, is that you only have art by local artists.
Correct. Yeah. I had a guy come in not too long ago, and he was showing me all this incredible art that he has curated. And at first I thought he was showing me art, and he's so excited. I found your store. I can sell my art here. And so I'm looking through it, and I noticed that he had different styles and everything. Oh, this is incredible art. But it wasn't his art, and that's one of our things, is to work with the artist to sell art. And it's people from around the neighborhood. It's just neighborhood art. And it's a collection of whoever was bold enough to bring it in.
I love that you were sharing that last night. Is, you know, if here, and you talked about that you've got, there's a young woman out of one of the local schools that's going to have an art showing or put together. She is going to curate.
Yep. So her and a few friends, they're going to kind of, we're going to take everything off the walls. All of our clothing racks, all of our pianos, they all have casters or wheels on them. So we're going to move everything over, probably have somebody playing piano, have some wine and cheese or whatever for the 21s and up. But they're going to put on a show there, and that's going to be in November. So I've got, like, high school kids bringing art. I've also got a lady from Paris who now lives here. If you Google her name, Brigitte Kurt, she's in galleries around the world, and she's also in our store.
Wow.
And so Brigitte Kurt, and we actually sold one of her paintings once, which they're very expensive, but they're very, you can tell. I mean, the frames that they're in are $1,000 frames.
Fantastic.
Jeez. And you've got, you have music over there. I mean, you've got guitars, banjo, you've got all, and lessons? Do you guys give lessons too?
Yes. So in this economy, you know, we needed to diversify our product. Uh-huh. Well, how far did we want to diversify? You know, we didn't want to have just a kind of like one track kind of store. We wanted to have the art gallery. Well, I don't think an art gallery could pay it for itself without grants or something. So we have also a music store in there, and we also have a clothing store in there. And so we've also added local designers' clothes, along with secondhand, but very, very picky in the selection of the secondhand clothing. We're going for cottons, linens, those kind of things. But we're trying to keep our prices really, really low on that side. But we've got some really expensive guitars, some really expensive art, different price points up and down the charts.
So you can't put out, is there a way that somebody can go online and look at, you just recently got a collection of guitars.
Yeah. I'm just now putting that out. We do have our, you know, we're selling on different sites to kind of keep things flowing.
Okay.
But 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 we wanted to be also a face to face. You know, more and more things are online.
Right.
We're really kind of pushing for the tactile, come in, see it, touch it.
Right. I love that. Old music stores.
Face to face.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up with Jack's House of Music in Sacramento, and that would have been where online wasn't going on then.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where you bought your mic. That's where you got your sheet music. That's where you heard guitars and drums and all of that was going on. And that was, I don't know, around for 50 some years. And Bernie's was like that. You know, I don't know if it's still like that or not. You know, after Bernie passed, it just doesn't, I mean, not to say anything about the new owners, but, you know, that was a place that you could go. There's lessons. There's energy.
They're awesome.
So it's the same thing with you. People can come in and try it. You've got a couple pianos in there.
Yep. Pianos. People come by and, you know, Pat was talking to me, you know, these are unsupervised, if you will, where anyone can just come in and start playing.
Yeah.
And so come by the shop, just play a tune, and
I tell you what, let's take a quick break, and we can come back, because I want to talk about some of the other things that's happening over there. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers. Great selections of jewelry, very fair prices, everything from Native American to estate jewelry, and then your regular stuff you have in there. And again, like I said, very, very friendly people there, voted best in
reasonable.
The North State. Yeah, very reasonable prices. Voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row now. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And go in there and look at the display case. They has Linda's name on it because she's got some really nice stuff in there that she, that she looks at. And they just kind of – it's not set aside. You can buy it, too. Linda's Jewelry. It could be called Four Winds and Linda.
Oh, stop jewelry, it. I mean, he's just teasing, of course. But go on in there. It's very reasonable.
Exaggerating,
yes. It's not true. But it's very reasonable, and you can go in there and just – really, meet the owners, look at stuff, try things on. It's educational, and it's just an array of things, especially if you've inherited something or you want to have a watch repaired. I had a girlfriend that recently for her husband's birthday took one of his beautiful, old, timeless, very expensive watches and had the thing completely refurbished and because it's just a beautiful piece. So that's the kind of work that they do at Four Winds Jewelry. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 and 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for spring-summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or new business. The community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at shastacollege.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday. Isn't your song has got Friday, 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 love the weekend, bye, 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 bye. That kind of stuff.
Can't we do David? Like, you know, like it would be a good one.
What?
Friday, oh my God, it's Friday. Like YMCA, but it's Friday.
Oh, got it.
They
got
to do it like that.
7:36 in the morning. It's going to hit 98 today, my friend. So, you know, last night they were talking about thunder, and then there was, was there an alert that went off last night?
Oh, my God.
During
Linda's
show?
Yes. It was way louder. Pat told me it was going to be loud.
Oh. Uh-huh. But it wasn't in the show. It didn't go into the show, but we were talking. We're like,
well, it should have cut off.
It did not come in on the air.
It didn't come on the air?
No. We were talking like, what was that? Oh, we heard this.
But we better check. Let's check on that today.
Because it wouldn't be in the archive, I don't think. So, I'm going to ask Pat.
Okay. This Sunday in at the Senior Hall in Anderson is their monthly breakfast that starts at 8 o'clock and goes to 11. That would be it's a really good breakfast. It's pancakes and sausage and coffee and juice and all those kind of things. And it's going to be at the Anderson Senior Center at the Anderson Senior Center Hall right in Anderson. Starts at 8 o'clock. I think it's, I can't remember how much it is. It's not very much. Like $6 or $7, something like that. Don't quote me. But that's going to happen this Sunday. Now, we're talking with Dave. And David and his wife, Jen, own Cascade Curations. And it is such an eclectic shop. It's got clothing, it's got art, and it's got musical instruments. And when I say that, I've got a friend who is downsizing his guitar collection. And I said, wow, we were all worried that he was doing that. How can you give away signed? They're signed. He goes, none of my guitars are signed. Oh, he says, I have albums that are signed and I have other things that are signed. You know, big groups. I mean, big groups. He said, I would never give away or sell a signed. And, cause, you know, it's not a money thing. It's just that he's getting ready to move and he's been moving around for decades. So he's going to be, I'm going to tell him that you might be a good place to put them all, you know, one stop. Just you'd pick them up and put them in the shop and sell them. So talk about the musical instruments you have there.
Yeah. It's been amazing. We've got probably 25 guitars that are over $1,000 a piece. Valued at
wow.
Like USA made, California made,
Fender guitars.
Mm.
We've got some old 1959 Epiphone, you know, made in Michigan. I was amazed because that's something that I
looked that one up myself, and that thing was running like what, $3,000?
Yeah,
they're selling $35,000, $38,000. But your prices aren't even close to that.
Yeah, no, I'm running everything a little bit lower because you know times are tight, and if I get a good deal, I'm going to pass on the good deal. I'm going to pass it on to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not always looking for way. So that's another thing. I'm doing internet price matching. So a lot of people think shop local means, oh, you're going to get paid 10 to 15% more. I mean, that's what it used to mean for a lot of people. You shop local, and people accepted that. I've decided, no, I'm not going to do my business model that way. I'm going to do internet price matching. Because if I have to sell it on the internet, I have to ship it. You know, the vendor that I'm selling it through, they're going to take a cut. So I've decided take that and pass that on to – take that savings, pass it on to the customer, the face-to-face.
Yeah, because you don't have to do anything except – take their money. It doesn't, and then they take the instrument.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, you have a banjo there?
I have a banjo right now.
It's a banjo around my shoulder. I love it.
Now, there's a reason.
No, I love banjos, by the way.
There's a reason I'm asking.
Why?
About this.
Why?
Because this is a real banjo. It's got all of its strings.
It's got all the strings. Yeah, it's a travel banjo.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so it's good for it's a good one to take around the campfire and
those kind of things.
Yeah.
Okay. And he can teach me the basics of banjo. Linda, you're not commenting.
No, I mean if you like, just we got a piano. It's like, do you really want to take lessons? I'll make it happen.
On what? The banjo?
Both.
We have a piano that. So we call it the piano room. Other people would call it the living room because that's what it used to be until the piano came in.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a piano room, and then Linda has bought furniture that surrounds the piano.
That's it.
This has been such a hoot. Hey, by the way, we needed help moving some heavy stuff. And, you know, couches and chairs and armoires and all this. And we have a guy that works in our house named Jim. Who is just a great guy. And he says, look, I've got two young men that I think will do well for you. Ignacio and,
Joaquin.
Joaquin and, Billy. And they were supposed to meet us here. Was it yesterday? Was it yesterday or the day before? I'm trying to, it seems
day
like.
Day before.
The day before.
I know, it's
supposed
weird.
To meet us here at 1 o'clock. So here comes 1 o'clock, and I'm going, okay.
And then I couldn't find their phone number, and I thought, I better confirm, because...
Anyway, at 1 o'clock, there's a knock on the door, out right here in the studios, mm-hmm. and it's Joaquin and Billy, two young guys, 18 and 19. They come in, and as I look at David, and I think, you know, there's hope in our future when I look at David. And I look at, you know, Ben, and I looked at Liam and all that. But there's hope for our future when you've got two young men like Joaquin and Billy. They're earning money because they're going to Disneyland with their buddy. That's one of the reasons.
Yeah. But
they came in, and they were so pleasant. They were such nice young men, and they moved everything around.
They were respectful.
They did everything. They were careful. And I kept adding things on because they were getting paid just for the job. And I said, well, do you want this barbecue? And this is a great barbecue built by a real good friend of ours. It's a 50-gallon barrel. Mike Huber used to build these and donate them to different causes. And we bought this at at an auction, and it has KCNR on it. We donated it and then bought it back because we wanted it. And it's a 50-gallon barrel with granite inside in the bottom to keep the heat, and you can smoke anything. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's great. And I said, do y'all want this? Yeah. So off it went yesterday, and it will be used.
Well, let's just talk about the one that's 18 years old, just got his EMT, works 6 days a week at a restaurant. 6 days a week at a restaurant, goes to college and nights.
No, he goes to college in the days and works in the
Right, six in nights a week, and he goes to college in the daytime, just got his EMT. And you're thinking, you know, that's somebody who's really, like, got their
got it together.
A clear window. going on at 18.
And he wants to finish up college. He wants this. And Billy is looking at, he's a construction guy, but he's kind of like looking at the military, for his future for, you know, for 4 years. And, but it's just a pleasure to run into young people like that. And we've had the opportunity, maybe we're just spoiled here at the radio station. The young people that works for us, the young people that come in here that you interview that are doing the plays and the, the musicals, they're just fine young people. They're not, when you talk with them, they've all got something they're going for in life. And then we've got people, that work for us like Dave here and, that's got Cascade Curations, which is, and everybody knows that having a small business is not the easiest thing in the world. Especially, in Reading, like we've been here for 15 years and every so often we have months that we go, geez, what happened? It just happens like that. But you've got musical instruments. You've got, what'd you say, how many, 20 guitars?
Yeah, and my wife has really got the clothing department dialed in.
Well, let's take a quick break and come back. Let's talk about clothing. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Reading.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our senior day promotion every Wednesday. Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods and Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm hosting a town hall meeting with special guest Mark Cook this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. Mark Cook founded the HandCountRoadshow.org and has devoted his life to traveling the country, county by county, bringing knowledge of elections to you. If you want to know the truth about Tina Peters and much more, don't miss this free event. Mark Cook, this Friday, August 1st at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. I'm Patrick Jones, and I hope to see you this Friday. It's time to form a new state. To learn more about the new California State's Constitution, this Saturday, August 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College, 2951 Goodwater Avenue in Reading. Are you happy with the direction California is going? Excessive taxation, failing education system, no representation, loss of religious liberties? Come join us this Saturday, August 2nd at the Shasta Bible College starting at 10 a.m. and make your voice heard.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. How are you this morning? It is Friday, the 1st of August, 7:50 in the morning. It's about, oh gosh, I don't know, 80 degrees almost already. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst, the Windshield Whisperer. He's been doing it for 30 years. He's got, he brings your vehicle into a climate controlled area so that when he fixes it, and he'll fix it for the life of the windshield. That's what his guarantee is. It's good for the life of the windshield. Don't fool around with small, you know, cracks or chips or anything. If, you know, your safety, the family safety. Take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street and get a free inspection and analysis from an expert in the field, Jeff Horst. Give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Jeff Horst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. Now, we're talking to Dave with Dave Wiley, and he and his wife have started a business called Cascade Curations. And let's talk about the clothing side of the business.
Yeah, it's really cool. We got secondhand clothing, so we got some really incredible prices on some quality stuff. We also do sometimes pay cash for clothes, and we've also got locally designed clothes. So along with the local art, we're also taking local designers' works to sell on consignment. And so we really are picky on what we allow in. That's the curations part. So we're trying to find timeless quality, not antique, not vintage. I mean, those are fine words, but we're really going for timeless pieces that will always be in style. We're trying not to just go with styles and trends because those always change, you know, every time the wind direction changes. But there's those piece, there's those quality clothes that are timeless quality.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it does, because Linda has got clothing that
seems like February is yesterday. We talked about February being long.
Yes, yes.
And if we go with styles and trends, we're always going to be constantly fast fashion.
Right.
Fast fashion.
Right. But and ridding your closet.
So we're really picky about what we take in. So come in, see what we have, see if there's anything that stands out to you. You're going to be amazed by the prices.
Now, do you look for things specifically, or does Jen look for things specifically?
Yeah, Jen and I are both looking for. We're really leaning towards more cotton, more linen, because of the heat that we live in here. It's just more comfortable.
Do y'all have, like, shoes and boots and those kind of things?
Very seldomly.
Okay.
They have to be almost, I mean, they have to be really new on
okay.
the new end.
Okay.
Someone asked if we had socks the other day. We do not have socks.
No. Yes.
Well, stop by my house. I have a drawer full of socks. And so every so often I go, okay, look, I'm going to throw these out and I'm going to get all these black socks. They all match. They've all got little squigglies on them so you can match them, right? I now have a dresser drawer full of socks that aren't matched. And I cannot figure out where if you buy a pair of socks that have, you know, like gray toes, you know, it's like a gray, band on it. Why is there just that one band left? And there's no other sock to match it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go this weekend just because I've gotten to the point where I'm going to take all those socks and I'm going to put them in a big bag and I'm going to throw them away. I don't want anybody to have to go through and try and match these socks. And I'm going to start all over again. I'm going to have three pairs of socks. I don't use socks a lot. So I'm going to have three pairs of socks in an empty drawer. That's it.
Get it dialed
so
in.
If you want those socks, they're in good shape, you know, they're clean, but they're not matched, it'll make you crazy. Try to match black socks. Oh, yeah, these two match. Well, no, one's longer than the other. It's just crazy. I hate it. Okay, so you come down to Cascade Creations, you can find music, you can find clothing. What else? What else you got in there? Music, clothing, art?
Records.
Okay. So
music recording.
You have it in records.
Yeah.
Which Linda loves better than any type of listening, any other devices. She loves to put records on her turntable.
And we're getting more and more local people pressing on vinyl again.
Yeah, vinyl.
So you can always stream, you know, but your favorite albums, I recommend everybody own a copy. You know, you can always stream.
Yeah.
But to have a collection, you know, you don't say, hey, look at my stream playlist. You say, look at my record collection. Pick out a record, you know, when people come by your house.
And she does. Linda's got I don't know how many records that she has, how much vinyl she has. How much vinyl do you have?
I've just recently been, in fact, I went into your store, David, one day with a girlfriend and I picked up, I think, 20.
Yes.
10 to 20. And,
10 to 20 albums?
Yep.
Yes, she did.
And then, I was at a garage sale the other day and I picked out, she said, I'll just take a buck for everything. So I got Maria Callas. I got the Carpenters Christmas album. I got Edith Piaf. I got a couple things. War, an old album that would have been War.
Yeah.
I could have taken the whole box. The problem is, I mean, I used to have a vintage, player, and I grew up with that, and I can't seem to replicate it. I don't want one of the great big, like, hi-fi big things. And then Carl, for Christmas, when you got me one of the, you know, the ones that you can put, you know, in, play a record, listen to the radio, you know, one of those, you can put a USB in it, whatever. But it doesn't
have a turntable.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the same sound of what the vintage, record players have.
So you need another record player. So what I bought you isn't.
No, it works.
I know
it works if I want to hear something, but the sound of what you get. So anyway, and my old one went through a flood, but it would have been something that I grew up with where they had the leg screwed off it, and it was just, it could either be on a counter or you could be up on legs, and that was probably from the 60s. So kind of looking for something that's still, but it had tubes in the back, and in those days, when I tried to get it replaced, in Sacramento, the person that was supposed to be the fix-it guy said, I just don't know. I think we have a lot of people now that could figure out how to modify it with the tubes and all. So, because if you have the old amps and stuff like that, there's experts around that know how to be able to, you know, fix the old components. Anyway. Okay.
We've got some of them working here.
Absolutely. We're talking about the 90s when I had a flood and was like, I really want to keep this thing, but it got wet and I just didn't know what to do. Yeah. So
David, what are your hours and where's your location?
So right now we are about to shift into our fall hours. We've got a back to school sale going on.
Oh.
So anybody with a student ID is going to get 15% off, but we're open from 12 to 7 most days. If you shoot us a message, we can also set up an appointment and give you special attention, the boutique kind of experience. But right now we're shifting towards like a 12 to 7. Some days I'm there as early as 10 o'clock. Also, come look in our windows too. We got some cool window displays going on. We're trying to, we think like, you know, remember when you used to just like look in the window to see the displays?
Yeah.
So right now I've got like a piano and I put lights in it. And so you can see the insides of an old piano and strings. Some people say they've never seen the inside of a piano. Well, you can see it. It's on display in our window.
Wow. Okay, Cascade Curations. And now, when we come back from our news break, Doug LaMalfa should be calling us. I have a few questions to our congressman. You know, tariffs that are going on. what's going on with the investigations that they've just found a treasure trove of documents, it appears, that indicates that the Trump, the whole Trump thing starting from the day he was elected was kind of a made-up thing. Is that true? And there's other things that the administration is ending that's going to have a big impact on us out here in the North State. And I'd like to ask him about that, too. So hopefully he'll be on at, when I say hopefully, because anything can happen. He gets called away or whatever. But he should be on when we about 8:05 this morning. So we're going to take a quick break for the news, and we will be right back.
Thank you, guys.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. America's employers dialed back their hiring last month. The unemployment rate ticked up a notch.
The Labor Department reports an increase of 0.1% from 4.1 to 4.2%, where it's remained for the past 13 months. The department estimates the number of unemployed in the U.S. at some 7.2 million people. Earlier this week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell assessed the U.S. job market as stable.
The unemployment rate remains low, and the labor market is at or near maximum employment.
The report says the economy added 72,000 jobs in July, but revised the previous 2 months of payroll statistics down by 258,000 jobs, negating those previously reported gains. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump has signed an executive order boosting tariffs on dozens of America's trading partners.
The order was issued shortly after 7 p.m. Thursday. It came after a flurry of tariff-related activity in the last several days, as the White House announced agreements with various nations and blocs ahead of the president's self-imposed Friday deadline. The tariffs are being implemented later for the rate schedule to be harmonized. Taiwan will have tariffs set at 20%, Pakistan at 19%, and Israel, Iceland, Fiji, Ghana, Guyana, and Ecuador among the countries with imported goods taxed at 15%. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Flooding spawned by powerful storms swept the mid-Atlantic and northeast last night, claiming the life of a 13-year-old Maryland boy who was swept into a drainage pipe. The powerful storms snarled traffic in the air and on the roads as well. Authorities in Arkansas say 28-year-old Andrew McGann has confessed to stabbing a couple to death. It happened in a state park in front of their two young daughters. Watching Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 594 points, while the NASDAQ is off 451. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save families up to $500 a month, and obviously that's a big deal, but they like it too, especially being part of something that reflects their values instead of working against them. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
International reaction to President Trump's tariff hikes, BBC's Jonathan Head.
Thailand was told it had a deal 2 days ago, but had to wait for President Trump's big announcement to know what its tariff rate would be. 19% is a relief for the government and for Thailand's manufacturers. That puts them on more or less the same level as their competitors. As most of what they export to the US cannot be made economically over there, most companies expect their U.S. customers to stick with the same suppliers, although the tariff rate does mean all imports from this region will cost the U.S. consumer more.
In Ukraine, Kiev observing a day of mourning after a Russian drone and missile attack killed 31 people, including five youngsters, and injured more than 150. Yesterday's attack marked the highest number of child casualties in a single strike in the city since October of 2022. News and analysis, townhall.com. Growing number of parents opting not to have their young children vaccinated.
U.S. kindergarten vaccination rates inched down again last year, and the proportion of children with exemptions rose to a new all-time high of 4.1%, up from 3.3% the year before. It's the third record-breaking year in a row for the exemption rate. The vast majority are parents avoiding shots for non-medical reasons. Public health officials focus on vaccination rates for kindergartners because schools can be cauldrons for germs and launching pads for community outbreaks. Currently, the U.S. is experiencing its worst year for measles spread in more than three decades. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Today, the National Transportation Safety Board is wrapping up its public testimony about the fatal mid-air crash between an Army helicopter and a commercial jet back in January. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 1st of August, 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dave's at the helm. Linda and I are here, and Susan Eastman's on the phone with the Market Minute.
Good morning, Susan Eastman from Stifel Investments, First Vice President. What's happening on Wall Street?
Well, we have a lot of red today. Stocks are under pressure this morning as investors weigh the impacts of sweeping tariffs on the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 583 points at 43,546. The S&P 500 off 99 points at 6,239. And the Nasdaq Composite down 408 points at 20,713. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA down $3.24, trading at $174.58. Amazon off $17.90 at $216.18 per share. Apple off $3.81 at $203.72. And Tesla down $3.68 at $304.65. The 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.253%. And over to commodities, gold is up $52 an ounce at $3,344. Silver up 17 cents. Trading at $36.85 per ounce, and crude oil is still priced at $67 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Hell of a way to end the week, huh?
Well, thank you.
I know. Susan, it started late in the day, and now it's just, it's August. Be ready.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Now, Susan's going to be my co-host on August 13th. She'll be here in the morning. I mean, there are certain things that you can maybe, you know, talk about experiencing what it is as an investment banker without, you know, but still just being here as the personality and people, I think it's great. Maybe even people can call in and, you know, I know that you have certain guidelines that you have when you're doing what you're doing, but Stifel is spelled S-T-I-F-E-L. It's Susan Eastman. That
Thanks,
is
Susan.
Wonderful at, you know, handling portfolios and helping you to build. You may want to, you do want to give her a call at 530, and we're going to give you that phone number right now, 244-7199. She's located at Park Marina Drive. And, Susan, I'll be in touch with you later today, and I just appreciate you always giving us an update. Boy, I'll tell you what, just a few days ago, the stock market was high. Right?
Just back not up to the high. Now we're rotating a little bit down. We'll see what happens on Monday.
But it, keeps, okay, but it consistently keeps going
yes.
up. That's the
yes.
big
overall,
thing.
Yes. Overall. Long term.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Vice President Kamala Harris was on the that Colbert Show.
Stephen Colbert. Okay.
Yeah, the one that was canceled.
Okay.
Because he's losing $40 million a year. Oh, it's next April or something.
I know,
like
but
that.
I mean, when was
she
on?
She was on last night.
Oh.
And
okay.
So what? If you read one article in USA Today, it's completely different than the one that's on Fox
okay.
News.
Yeah.
What she said is, she's got a book. And about the 2024 presidential campaign, and it's her eighth appearance on his, as they write, soon-to-be-canceled program. And then Colbert asked her, who's leading the Democratic Party? And she said, there's lots of leaders. But there's generally a leader of the Democratic Party, Colbert retorted, who comes to mind. I think there are a lot of, I'm not going to go through names because then I'm going to leave somebody out and then I'm going to hear about it. But let me say this. I think it's a mistake for us to want to figure out how to get out and through this and get out of it and put it on the shoulders of any one person. It's really on all of our shoulders. It really is. Because everybody, I know if you read the polls and you believe polls, Democratic Party is in free fall. They are at the lowest rating they've been in 50, 60 years right now. And Trump, of all people, has got the highest ratings compared to Biden and Obama at this time in their presidency. So, but the book is called, in case you want to get it, it's called 107 Days about the 2024 presidential campaign.
Okay. She wrote.
Well. Do any of them really?
Well,
it's got her name on
okay.
it.
Okay.
Oh, and she ruled out running for the governor of California.
Oh,
but she has not ruled out the future, maybe running for president again.
Okay.
She says she wants to. I think, as it said in the USA report. That she said she's not sitting out the California governor's race because she's holding out for a different office. No, honestly, it's more perhaps basic than that. She thought about running for governor here in California, but then she just changed her mind. She just said, you know, I made a decision that for now I don't want to go back into the system. I think it's broken. And that she doesn't think that she thinks the country is in trouble naturally. I want to listen to people. I want to talk with people. And I don't want it to be transactional when I'm asking for their vote. So
okay.
We'll see what happens. She, the Democratic Party, when they replaced Biden, he should have never run. Should have never run for a second term. And he had said early in his first term that he was just going to be a one-term president. He wanted to make sure Trump didn't win, so that's why he ran. But then somehow either his handlers that surrounded him changed his mind, or somebody just said he was going to run, and he, you know, okay, I'm running. He was not in shape for it. And the Democrats, the Republicans, anybody, they all agreed on this. But they did it in such a way that it fractured the Democratic Party when they anointed Kamala to be the presidential candidate. They didn't have an open primaries, they didn't have anything. But the Democratic Party had gotten themselves into this situation. Frankly, Kamala was the best was their best choice. I mean, even though it was not a good choice, it was their best choice. Because she had name recognition, she had money from the PACs and all this to make it a run.
Well,
and she did. I mean, she made it a run.
They really worked hard on, you would think about what the money, there was a lot of work, but
she
mean.
Spent a trillion
okay,
dollars.
So here's
what
the power, the power of television.
How did she spend $1 trillion?
The power of television. Let me just say here. Okay. We all know. Oh, we were in a hotel room, I think, when we watched that. We were in
Beatty, Nevada, and we came back in to watch that debate.
Yeah.
The one debate between Trump and Biden. And
right.
Within 5 minutes, we were looking at each other going, whoa.
Yeah. And we listened to every kind of radio station we can get a hold of on this long drive back to Albuquerque and back. Just listening to all of it, we would, you know, and I think that there was a, well, I don't think, I know, our country was kind of, what do you want to call it? Like when you've been in an accident, you saw an accident, but you're not quite sure that it happened and you're still in like the aftershock of it. And you can't, I mean, imagine the most brilliant minds that can come in and try to come in and fix it. But once people saw that, they just could not get, people felt the word, number one word that people felt, and I hear this, betrayed.
By the way, by the way, it wasn't $1 trillion.
I just
pulled that one out of my.
Okay.
Out of my,
well, but yeah, whatever, yeah. It was a lot of money. So at a certain point,
it was billions of dollars.
Yeah. And so, but anyway, I just want to go back into that. I think once America saw that, or the world saw that, they felt betrayed. Like, well, really? And then it took a while to catch up. Like, well, how bad is he really? Then there was like, oh, we just had, you know, everybody's got a moment. Well, then I did, you know, I was just watching. It's not because I wanted, you know, you don't want to see anybody like that. I don't care if you agree with their politics or not. You don't want to see people like that. But when you think about the cover up.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back in our, and then we're going to be welcoming Congressman Doug LaMalfa. So let's take a quick break and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45's. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm hosting a town hall meeting with special guest Mark Cook this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. Mark Cook founded the HandCountRoadshow.org and has devoted his life to traveling the country, county by county, bringing knowledge of elections to you. If you want to know the truth about Tina Peters and much more, don't miss this free event. Mark Cook this Friday, August 1st at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. I'm Patrick Jones, and I hope to see you this Friday. It's time to form a new state. To learn more about the new California State's Constitution, this Saturday, August 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College, 2951 Goodwater Avenue in Redding. Are you happy with the direction California is going? Excessive taxation, failing education system, no representation, loss of religious liberties. Come join us this Saturday, August 2nd at the Shasta Bible College, starting at 10 a.m. and make your voice heard.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. On the phone is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Fine. You're all on
good
break,
morning,
right? Aren't you
Doug?
On break now?
Well, what do you define break?
Well, I mean, you're not there in D.C.
Yeah, not back there yet.
No, I know.
Hey, what were you guys talking about before the break?
We were talking about Kamala Harris and was on Stephen Colbert last night, and she was, you know, some of her comments of what she was making, not that we watched it, but we're talking about what was reported today, and Carl and I were talking about the fact that what I really believe and what most of my friends or the people I know believe was when they had that first debate, America felt betrayed.
Yeah, the first and only debate.
America felt betrayed.
Oh,
And it changed.
Biden and Trump. Biden
yeah,
and Trump
the Biden and Trump debate. Yeah, I know. It kind of led to the other things that happened, you know, where she then became the presidential candidate.
Installed, yeah.
Yeah, and installed. Then she's written a new book. It's called 107 Days about the campaign. And, you know, the amount of money that was raised and spent, you know, on this campaign, I think they raised $1 billion, her campaign. Raised $1 billion for this, in that 107 days.
Trillions, right?
No, I said trillion. I said trillion because it just fell out of my,
because
a billion isn't like it used to be.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
Which leads us to, questions. What,
yeah.
Is it hard keeping up with President Trump?
Well, he is the Energizer Bunny, isn't he?
Man. Do you ever get the feeling that he throws things out there just to watch the opposing party's heads explode?
Well, partly that, and partly it keeps them off balance of which thing it is they're going to freak out or attack about, really. I think he might put out some dangly lures there. Let's watch him on this, you know. But they are kicking it on the things that they're getting done, you know. He's got a great cabinet. We've worked with several members of the cabinet there on various issues. And, you hear the news reporting all the bad things, but none of the bad things really stick around very long or are real. Like, you know, the tariffs have not bankrupted us or anything. So things are going pretty good. I mean, especially with the hole we had to dig out of.
You know, some of the things that he's done, and this question, when I saw it happening, I understand the philosophy of defunding NPR and PBS. I totally understand the philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get down to, like, our town and KIXE, a rural station, it's losing 41% of its funding. San Francisco, Chicago, New York, they only get 1.7%, 1.8% of their funding from the government. But a lot of these rural stations across the country, they get 40, 41, 45% of their money comes from the feds to be able to keep their doors open. Are they just finished now?
Well, I mean, there is the private sector where they can raise money like everybody else does in a charitable position.
True.
So I don't mean to be callous here, but we're talking, you know, a whole lot of drops to fill the bucket when you're dealing with a $2 trillion deficit. And, they do have funding. When you watch their programming, you see, funding provided by the foundation.
Right.
And so,
right.
You know, so like, well, keep going there, man. These foundations have trillions sitting around that they use a lot of times for things that are detrimental to conservatives anyway. So, I mean, I don't have a lot of angst for that versus everything else what taxpayers face, you know. I mean, look what normal people have to go through to talk about their electric bill, talk about anything, and it's always the government needs more money, you know, local taxes, one thing after another, and I just finally sympathize, well, I always sympathize with normal people just trying to make it happen in a government that wastes a good chunk of what goes on. And so, you know, I mean, these folks need to do part of it, too. We've defunded a lot of other things. Planned Parenthood is starting to topple here a little bit, and I'm pretty happy about that. So, but, you know, it's not that we didn't things aren't being looked at a little bit on the rural angle. You know, if they got a rural emergency broadcast portion, you know, that's been brought up. But the other networks provide emergency broadcasts, too. So I think when we're in a bad shape as we are with that last of the Biden years, adding $2 trillion to the yearly national debt, I mean, come on, what are you going to do here? So
mm-hmm.
The government has to get a better deal on everything it does.
So everybody's going to take a bite.
Well, pretty much. But we're not going to whack our military too much, but we do demand accountability for how our military spends. And, you know, it's just, and there are more and more that's going to happen. You know, those kind of happen on a lot of that. And, you know, Elon's out because his 120-day period is over with here, but we hope to continue that spirit, because it's about making government finally work for people, the people, uh-huh. and not for itself. And that all sounds good, but it's hard work in the trenches there, and sometimes things that maybe you like or a lot of people like do have to be trimmed or go by the wayside. So, you know, I hate to talk so.
Well, you know, the head of the Veterans Administration was talking about 80,000 job cuts, but then just came out, I think, last week and said that's not going to happen, that it's going to be, I think it's going to be natural attrition, and it's going to be like, it comes down to 30,000. But that the VA got more money this year than it's gotten in many years to be able to take care of the
veterans. Well, that's part of the lie about Medicaid. Part of the lie about Medicaid, too, is that all these massive cuts and people are going to get kicked off Medicaid. Well, mm-hmm. Guess what? The funding continues to go up for a 10-year trend. I can show you a chart on that in Medicare. You know, so there's a lot of lies out there because the Dems don't want this to happen, and they're seeing some of their sacred cows very threatened by this. USAID has taken a lot of funding from very little liberal projects that normal people don't even know about or want, and defunded them. You see, you know, Democrats, fundraising is down quite a bit because some of the shell corporations and shell entities that they've been able to run things through are suffering from cuts from government grants that really aren't supposed to happen. So, I don't have a lot of sympathy for the milk over things that haven't really been monitored well over the years. And the fact that we're doing that, and, you know, there's that saying, you throw a rock into a pack of dogs, the one that gets hit is the one that yelps. So it's a deal where
I haven't heard. I think maybe I have heard that one. Yeah, but the rest of them are still out there barking. So do you see the other thing that is people talk about is, and the Supreme Court has actually ruled on one of these, that where a federal judge can stop everything for the whole country. And it's not, but I believe the Supreme Court says that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Can you imagine the founders 200 plus years ago sitting around? They're like, okay, you got all these checks and balances and the ideal here, but we're about a judge somewhere in one town. He can just shut it all down.
Yeah, he shuts the whole program down.
After Congress has passed something, and it's hard to pass something through Congress, man. And then the president signs it, or the president makes it an executive order. Now, the presidential powers are strong in order to have immediate ability to respond to a crisis or a situation or where Congress can't get something done. They vested that power as an executive. Excuse me. So it's a deal where, but the president's powers are limited on timeline, typically, like, uh-huh. To declare war or to insert troops in a situation. He doesn't get to do it permanently until there's a declaration of war, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's the founders are pretty genius on their checks and balances, and giving all this power to one judge is not in the intention. I think the Supreme Court ruled correctly.
In your opinion, Congressman, is Congress going in the right direction? Is there something? Well, the laws are being passed, and being on board with it. But do you see things that perhaps, that's not being addressed that you would like to see addressed? You know, looking at it from the North State, looking at it from agriculture and all this.
Well, I'll have a biased political opinion on that, but I think what the Republican House is doing is going generally in the right direction. It doesn't go fast enough. It doesn't always pass the bills we're supposed to because of infighting. With some of us,
uh-huh.
on is the bill conservative enough or is it super conservative enough, and I'm a super conservative guy, but I also see the practicality. You've got to move your running game. Maybe you get four yards at a time so you get another first down, So it's not easy because we have a Senate. You got to get things through, and there are only 51 votes or 53,
Yeah.
You could never count on Murkowski or Collins to vote with you anyway over there. As Republicans. So, it's not easy to move it fast. So you hear people, see, Trump gets all the home runs because he can sign something and it happens right now until a judge tries to block it.
we have to grind through a legislative process. So people say, well, your Republicans are doing anything. Like, well, we are. We're grinding away at it. But the process the founders set up doesn't allow it to happen overnight, because that's a check and balance, too. We don't want willy-nilly legislation happening quickly, even though whoever's team is in charge, that their voters like, get frustrated, doesn't go fast enough, right? So,
well, you know,
but you want process. You want open process. You want it to happen. So, I think...
We're going
in the right direction.
You don't want it to be like California, who has, on the last couple of days of the sessions, all of a sudden there's 400 bills and nobody's read. Or they've gutted, they've taken a bill and gutted it and put a whole new bill in it under the name of the bill, because it's already out there. No, you don't want that. And you want it to be, you would hope, well debated, well thought out, and then pass through. But,
Laughably, that's why the California went to a so-called full-time legislature years ago. Can I put you on hold a minute? Can we do a commercial?
Yes, we'll do a commercial.
Okay. How about we do a commercial, and we'll be back. This portion of the show, so I'm just going to, this is for Doug's ears, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from the old Lecky Millers, and is the place I've been going to since 2007 when I moved to Redding. It's a great barbershop. It's not a hair salon. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478, so it works on my schedule. Roll in, get a great haircut, and leave, or I can hang around if I want. It's man's last stronghold. This is a place that, like I said, it's enjoyable, never had a bad haircut, and it's been a long time since I've been going there. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, and we'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio in the studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. And we're on the phone with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning again, Congressman. And it sounds like you've got a lot of stuff going on around you.
It looks like the call dropped.
Call dropped.
He's calling back now.
He's calling back right now. Okay. Good Are we back? Good morning. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
It sounds like you got a lot of things going on around you, wherever you are.
Well, I'll fess up right now. Okay. We're down at college. The last of my daughters is signing up today at the orientation, so I'm walking around with them on that. And we just walked up as I greeted. That's why I asked for the commercial break. So, you know.
It's rare that you ask for a commercial break, man. No, we can go right now. Okay, I don't want to ask which college because, you know, privacy and all that, but so it's a freshman year?
Too many weirdos.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, junior college transferred like I did back in the day. I went to Butte College 2 years, got my AA there, and then transferred to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, uh-huh. Which they would never let me in here now.
I've worked with Cal Poly, and they, you know, that in the physics labs, and there were some real brains there that you never were quite sure what they were talking about, but they did.
So what are you saying, Carl? What are you saying?
Well, I'm just saying is I didn't understand, but that's why I had a bunch of young officers follow me around that did understand it. I was just in charge. Okay, my job was to point them.
Kind of like Congress.
Yeah, my job was to point them in a certain direction and then make sure they did it. That was my thing. Yeah. I didn't have to know it all.
You could read the compass. You didn't have to know how it was made, right?
There you go. There you go, buddy. Hey, let's talk about, you know, the college and universities. Every time I turn around, a university is plunking down $200 million. To offset damages that happened during the right after the October 7th attack, because of the way they're treating their students. Are colleges starting to back off, or do you just think this is kind of like, no, this is could be temporary?
Well, some probably think, can we outlast Trump and this sort of thinking?
Yeah,
which I hope it's long term thinking with the. Vance or whoever takes over in a few years for that, but I think a lot of them put on their heels. You see this men and boys running in women's and girls sports, and there's been a lot of pushback on that. You see in penalties if they keep it up, and you know, Carl, Linda, this is not really landmark thinking stuff of like letting the men run and, you know, battle with the men and the girls and the women battle with the girls and the women in their sports. That shouldn't be something you'd have to spend more than 5 seconds debating. But we have a strangely thinking society these days. And so the colleges buy the same thing. I mean, colleges, it always used to seem like, you know, you think of the 60s and 70s, you know, free speech and openness and we respect everyone. Like, well, why is it popular to dump on Israelis and Jewish kids on campus? How is that? Have you not paid attention to 1930s and 1940s history on that? Or do you not care? Or do you feel the same way? I don't know how that's tolerated for a minute, the way Jewish kids on campus are treated, or how, you know, the protests in favor of basically Hamas sympathy. Do you know what Hamas, have you thought for 10 seconds what Hamas is and about? Israel is one of the most peace-seeking countries and people. They just want to get along, and they tolerate everybody. That, you know, the Arab Israelis that live there, you know, you see them ask, like, well, you know, we hear all this stuff about Israel. Would you rather live somewhere else? No. We don't want to leave. We like living right here. Because it's like a little bit like the U.S. We have rights here that many countries don't have. If you want a really biting picture, just there's a photograph I saved the other day of assuming Islamic folks at the beach, the husband and the son are out frolicking in the water, and the lady's standing there in the full black drapery on the beach, not feet wet, not nothing, just watching them. Like, that's a culture you want to embrace on campus. This is a culture by supporting Hamas and thinking the so-called Palestinians are all that versus Israel. Oh, Israel's doing genocide. No, Israel's defending itself. Okay, they bend over backwards to alert if they're going to have to make a strike in a known terrorist cell somewhere in Gaza, underneath a mosque, underneath a school, underneath a hospital, underneath a whatever, you know. I mean, these guys are drawing the targets upon themselves, and no one's holding them accountable. Well, not no one, but so much sympathy in the press and on campus and amongst the left, like, oh, the genocide, you know. And even Democrat Jewish legislators, they're ambivalent on it. They're caught in the middle. I saw a little article about one of my female members from Congress of California. She you know, she's caught in the middle on this. It's pretty clearly defined. If you destroy Hamas, then the free people that you would have remaining in Gaza would be much better off. But they voted for Hamas. They supported it. Now maybe at this point they're hostages to their own Hamas form of government, if you want to call it that. So, you know, that's the kind of so-called free-thinking campuses are. Yeah, we need to defund that. If they get fired in it, in the crossfire of that, well, you know, use a little common sense, a little, define what really should be happening here a little more smartly. So, but some will try and hide it under different guises. We see that and get away with it. But, you know, some of them have such large endowments and foundations on them. I don't know if they'd miss $200 million in a lot of cases, but mm-hmm. you know, you'll hear like, oh my gosh, you're going to have student cuts and this and that. Like, well, there's two different layers of things going on here. And then you can debate how much should a provost or a college president be getting anyway for doing this job, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000. You know, Trump, you know, the Energizer Bunny we were talking about a minute ago, he's got responsibilities and things that are beyond anybody's comprehension. And he's making trade deals and tariff, you know, trade-offs and all that are doing amazing things. The amount of influx of economic activity in this country from all these is in the tens of trillions happening so far, you know. And these benefits will be felt in not too distant future of using common sense thinking and basic economics, basic mathematics and reason, versus the feel-good nonsense we've had with Biden and we would have had with Harris cackling away there in that interview, you know. So, come on. But, you know, liberals still hate that. So, you know, like, well, liberals, you can go for the ride here. You can enjoy the benefits of our modern technology and the freedom to associate and walk down the street in this country still fairly well off unless you're in a Democrat-run large city. You know, so anyway, I'm kind of...
I know. Okay, let's go to a couple other things. One, were you doing handstands and backflips when they pulled the $4 billion away from the Train to Nowhere?
How long have you known me?
I would kind of like to have seen that. I'm picturing, you doing a backflip down the hallways in the house.
Well, I'm not like John Belushi.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
you can picture that, you know. I may not be quite as adept or have the, what did you call the?
I call it a stuntman.
Yeah, that's good. I would need the stuntman for that.
You need a stuntman. Cool. You need, this is.
But mentally, yes. It's like, thankfully. Sean Duffy's been tremendous for us. He's helping us on other projects, including taking a good hard look at rechanneling that high cost rail money towards, the infrastructure that will be required to raise Shasta Dam. There's going to need to be repairs and upgrades to the I-5 bridge there and things around, Lakehead and things like that. And so we're actually, you have that pending right now in conversation with them. Say, can we? So he wants to rechannel some of the money, not just towards highways, which we do like mostly, but some of it needs to be at least geared towards the railroad in order to keep things kosher with the original money. So the railroad bridge that goes underneath on I-5 on the Pitt River Bridge is something we're looking at as saying, hey, here's a way you can coordinate transportation dollars with highway and railroad at the same time by some of the work that can be done. And it also facilitates the raise of the Shasta Dam and an additional water that the president wants too. So, you know, I mean, we're kind of like a triple win right there if we, you know, can keep that going. Now, Newsom and the gang are suing over that because they believe that money's owed to them, that they have some kind of birthright to high-cost rail money coming from Washington, D.C. And check this. Let's run through the numbers real fast. So it was passed in 2008. Voters were told it would be a $33 billion project. And, jumping to the end here, it's about a $130 billion project. In 17 years, they've managed to raise about $17 billion towards that via various taxes or what they've been able to beg from the federal government. So 17 years to raise $17 billion, and you still need $112. That makes me hyperventilate. How do you think you're going to get $112? That's more than like six times the amount. And the federal government has only given you $2-3.5 billion dribs and drabs. The federal government isn't going to give you 112. You're not going to beat it out of the taxpayers of California, I don't think. You know? So, where are you going to get that kind of money to finish? Anybody with an ounce of sense and an ounce of math could look at that and say, guys, we need to pack it in. Let's take that bridge you built in Fresno. We'll just build the shops or homeless shelters under it and call it good.
Well, you know, when this thing was going on, Congressman, you know, anybody that was just watching it, and it was worse than that. I mean, they were going to have to try and put this train through areas that trains don't usually go. They were it was from the beginning, they said you weren't, but then, you know, within a year or two, they were talking about they were still going to have to provide supplemental funds to the railroad to keep it going. And it's just...
Well, Carl, when I was in the legislature, yeah, the number was $33 billion. A year later, they revised, well, it's going to be more like $42 only 1 year later, after the voters had seen it. And 2 years after that, I was in the state Senate in a transportation hearing. That was back, I think it was November 2011, if I remember right. And they finally said, well, okay, we have to admit the number's not 33 or plus or 42. It's $98.5 billion. That was only 3 years in. It already tripled, Carl, Linda.
Yeah.
So... And so I put a bill out, Senate Bill 985, clever, right? $998.5 billion instead of Bill 985, get it?
Uh-huh.
So said, let's put this back on the ballot, take it to the voters and ask them, do they want to have a, so far, triple price, with no plan. My first bill I introduced in the state Senate was 22 that said, no more spending until you can define the full plan. How are you going to bore through the Tehachapis, or how's the rail going to get from the South San Joaquin Valley actually into L.A.? Is it going to go all the way around Lancaster up towards, you know, the Las Vegas route or something like that? What's it going to do? They didn't know. They didn't have the land set aside. They didn't know what the land would cost. It was just like, oh, it would be great. High-speed rail. Like, that's California thinking. Yeah, and that's what they voted for. And that's what the, you know, Pelosi and the gang are running around saying, this will mean a million jobs for California. A million. Are you kidding me? A million people? I mean, if you had a million people standing along that 400-mile route, you'd have one guy every 3 feet. So it's absurd. And so finally they admitted to that same hearing, like, well, we meant a million job years. Oh, job years. That means one man working for a million years is a million job years, or 10,000 men working 100 years. But they have about 10,000 on the job. So that math is actually adding up right now. About 10,000 people working for about 100 years. It's on track to be built in 100 years. So...
Hey, we got to take a quick break. You can use this time to hug your family and to but we'll be back in 2 minutes, Congressman. Because
I was on a roll there.
Yeah, I know you were. But it was give you a chance to spend a little time with your family. But you know, the Sykes Reservoir. I thought it was a done deal again, but
no. I want to see water behind it.
Okay, it's making
glacial progress. Sure, so.
Yeah, it's moving like glaciers. Okay, we'll be right back after this 2 minute break.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm hosting a town hall meeting with special guest Mark Cook this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. Mark Cook founded the HandCountRoadshow.org and has devoted his life to traveling the country, county by county, bringing knowledge of elections to you. If you want to know the truth about Tina Peters and much more, don't miss this free event. Mark Cook this Friday, August 1st at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. I'm Patrick Jones, and I hope to see you this Friday. It's time to form a new state. To learn more about the new California State's Constitution, this Saturday, August 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College, 2951 Goodwater Avenue in Redding. Are you happy with the direction California is going? Excessive taxation, failing education system, no representation, loss of religious liberties? Come join us this Saturday, August 2nd at the Shasta Bible College starting at 10 a.m. and make your voice heard.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Hunts are back for two nights at Wind River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers. Leading up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. Fees. This includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Friday, the 1st of August, 8:48 in the morning. And the on the phone is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who is at college with his you know, are you trying to join a fraternity, Congressman, or is this?
He's up there trying to make a phone.
My wife was asking me about that stuff as we were driving down. Like, no, I didn't do any of that stuff. I was just at school to grind it out, get it. I went 2 years to get college. I could work at home on the ranch and, you know, save money and get out to get the general ed knocked out, then go to Cal Poly and get the ag major knocked out. I finished my college career in 4 years and 3 weeks, so it was went pretty good. But yeah, no fraternity stuff. She said, "Well, did you date?" Like, I didn't know where the girls were, man. We were in the ag department. We saw them all on graduation when there's like 400 of them came out of something called child development. So like, where'd all them girls come from? Me and my buddies wonder like, what? I don't know.
They made us take art classes or rhythm, a dance class when I was going to school. And that's where you found all the women. There were two guys and 30 women in our dance class. So, I mean, it was kind of like overkill.
That's smart.
Anyway, Congressman, Sykes Reservoir.
These guys would probably be dating each other, so I don't know.
No. Come on.
I saw Kid Rock talking about that the other day, so yeah. Watch Kid Rock.
Hey, Sykes Reservoir. I thought really, you know.
Are you censoring me, man?
No, I would never do that. And no, that would be too. I'm not woke enough for that.
I'm fooling.
I know you are.
So, yeah,
you're in an exceptionally good mood today. Getting rid of another one of the kids.
Started out slow, man. I was.
You were.
You wouldn't want to hear my travel itinerary last 72 hours, but anyway. So, yeah, it'll all wear off in a little while when I crash into a building here somewhere, but anyway, so yeah, Sykes Reservoir, it's grinding along. What's really dangerous though, Carl and Linda, is that the price keeps going up, and some of the early supporters, some of the ag water districts that we're in, they're starting to think, can we be in this, because the price of the water is going to go a little higher than what they planned. And this is the state and the enviros and the agencies just wearing everybody down on time. You know, I had Newsom in my office, I maybe told you in a previous call, back in, I think it was March.
Yeah, yeah.
He came by, and I asked him to, look, man, you know, what you say for this water project, let's do it. You need to get your water commission, your water control board, to approve the water rights. The water rights, it shouldn't be hard because we don't have to go take the water from somebody. It's water that's created from outflow that's just being lost to the ocean anyway. The massive amount of water they're dumping out of Shasta Dam that actually flooded out Glenn County for a while down there because they're dumping so much. You know, this is the water we're going to be picking up and pumping. They project that the reservoir would have filled three times in the last 10 years with some of the high flows and snowpack and all this stuff. So Governor, you and me, we can be out there with these golden shovels this October, flipping over a spade of dirt and getting started. And let's do it, man. And so, I mean, he heard it, but.
Well, Doug, you know, there's a lot of complications with some of this stuff here, but we're behind it. You know, we want to get this done.
Let's make it happen.
Well, then, I know I remember reading when he came out and said, we need this reservoir. We're going to make it happen. And it's moving at a glacial speed, you might say.
Yeah. Well, see, I like to joke because I have kind of a morbid humor. But, you know, the Great Lakes were formed by glaciers, and it seems like Sykes is about on the same pace. So that's supposed to be funny, kind of. But anyway. But we got some headwind going with this Shasta Dam raise here. You know, the president wants it, and they're really looking at the mechanics of it there. In the House, we had $2.5 billion towards water storage and water infrastructure that the Senate knocked out a bunch of it. So we have $1 billion left. We're clamoring to try and get, you know, up to 900 of that pot that did get passed in the big beautiful bill, and move that towards it. And then as well as what we talked about, the high cost rail money that we can move towards the infrastructure, avenue of transportation around the lake that will be needed to be done. So we can get some wins here.
The big, beautiful bill, I've heard people say that it's going to add, $2 trillion to our deficit. But then I read other things that say, no, that's not true. It's what's the story on that?
All right, that's hype against it, because before COVID, we still were running deficits, right?
Right.
The lowest number I recall seeing is about $400 billion per year, $700, $800, $900 billion, which is nothing to be proud of, but, you know, you see what a battle is to try and save anything around here.
Yep.
We've had momentum under Doge and Elon, in the beginning of this year, to find really bad things. I mean, like that USAID, for example, all the waste in that. It's just amazing, and I'm glad we had people that are willing to look at it, not to treat them as sacred cows. And then we have some of our weak senators, we got to be sure we need this and we need that in. Like, that's not how you're going to get there, you know. So there's already a structural deficit in that. It's just got ballooned a lot higher during the COVID era and the Biden era when they would mid-year find ways to spend things on, a so-called Infrastructure Act, which was a vast majority wasn't really the infrastructure is defined. They had like child care and stuff like that, and there was child care fine, but I put it in the proper context and debate it in the proper context. And the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which I can't hardly say without laughing, that where they spent, $1.3 trillion right out of thin air, and they gave it to all these different green energy or green projects, stuff like that. So it was just, you know, that's not how you're going to narrow the deficit, but it gets kind of entrenched. And then you get some judges say, well, this is all right. You can't take this money away. Like, you always have to remember this comes from the pocketbooks, the accounts of real people. It's not government money. It ain't my money. It ain't Biden's money. It's not any of that. It comes from people having to deal with that. So when you hear the latest scheme here, like in Virginia, for example, they want to have a meal tax. Well, what is that? That means they're going to charge 4% for you to go to a restaurant, or to carry stuff out of a restaurant, or to carry prepared food like, you know, roasted chicken or whatever out of, you know, a supermarket. 4%. Well, that's probably the margin for some supermarkets and some things and restaurants. Restaurants are not generally this big lucrative business. If they have a good bar, they can make a little money, but you know what I mean? So 4%. That's the arrogance of government to say, well, we need more money. Like, well, I always think of the guy and gal trying to pay the electric bill wondering, you know, I mean, it's going up. Maybe you're luckier in REU, but these PG&E ones are really high because they keep getting bankrupted by government action, PUC, and fires that, you know, are out of control. It's just one thing after another. So the deficit itself, that's what we're fighting hard to narrow that. The beautiful bill actually moves in the direction of having more economic activity and income, and some of the cuts that were made are built to have the deficit larger than it would be right now if we run cruise control with the Biden one. We're moving back towards narrowing that, but you know, it ain't a great report card overall on deficit, but we got to move the oil tanker in the right direction here.
Okay, so
let's talk about this redistricting scheme that the governor's
doing. We got three minutes. Okay, let's talk about that.
Okay, so voters have passed Prop 11 and Prop 20 back in 2008 or 10 or somewhere in there to take the redistricting responsibilities out of the grubby hands of legislators. If you want to look back to some really badly done lines, look at about 2000-2001, I'll just say it on there. When Dick Dickerson voted for a state budget, he had a Senate district he was going to run for. And the Republicans set out to screw that guy and redraw a district, just draw another legislator in so they could have a battle and pick the Republican they wanted for the state Senate. That's what happened. That's our side. And the Dems do it time and time and time again. So I voted back at the time to let's put this in the hands of an independent commission, because legislators can't control themselves and have a cleaner chance at a cleaner process, you know. And so Newsom wants to get rid of this. It's been used twice, and if there's issues with how the commission still acts, but at least it isn't a direct benefit to legislators, if you can tell, right? And the independence is a pretty good thing. So he wants to set it aside for one or two or three elections, and the whole thing is like, well, we have to battle Trump, and we have to save democracy. Well, first of all, we're not a democracy, okay? So that all said, they want to set aside the voters' will on this to basically just mug an election or two, because they think they could pick up to two seats and
six seats in the House of Representatives, including, I might be on that target list. I might be on the Endangered Species Act list up in the north if they go for six seats. They want to knock out six California Republicans. So, you know. One possibility, here's a fun one, a fun map, just a preliminary.
Okay.
I would run in a district that could include Shasta, Siskiyou, Lassen, Modoc, Del Norte, Trinity, Humboldt, Mendocino, and get this, Marin. I could have the north half of the Golden Gate Bridge, man.
in Marin County. Well, you know, that's one of the things we were talking about this the other day and saying, well, I don't see what they could do up here in the north state, but I guess they could do something up in the north state.
Oh, they can do anything because they have a three-quarters legislator down there, and Newsom is arrogantly saying it. They got the wind in their sails, they think, but I think the voters, the people, when they see how, and the independent people pointing this out, you know, commentators who say this is such a power grab, it's unbelievable. So keep an eye on that, would you? So I got to run.
I know you do.
All right, congratulations.
Hey, tell your daughter good luck and have a great college, university experience.
We will.
Okay,
thank you.
Take care, Congressman. Thanks for calling. Okay, we got. Okay, hey, Monday we have Enjoy Magazine. Next week we've got a bunch of people coming in. Police chief. A number of people coming in to discuss what, Tanessa Audette was on yesterday talking about what bad shape we're in. And we had another city council person say that's not true. So we're going to try and get them on. So have a great weekend, my friends, and God bless America.
Casey and R. Shasta Redding,
Shasta Regional Medical Center.